some electrical something, set that on fire. So that, you see, when they catch on fire, that's just the end of them.
Yeah, has Marla done anything to keep this house from catching on fire?
I've got a faucet in my room. Do you see it?
Mm.
Come in and look. Oh, it's here. Before I left you, it was one right at the back door. Because you're lost if your house catches on fire.
Well, it's been here for over 100 years.
Yeah, it's been here since 45. They either stay till they rot down. Now, I know you didn't notice it, but no, because you came in that way. But about a mile and a half. Well, it's not a mile and a half, which we leave you ain't going around there. There's an old dilapidated house just falling down. It's a one-story house, but the plenty of people that lived in it, it's an old house, a place, and nobody had ever restored it. And the girl that inherited the land, she thought once of restoring it, but it was just so out of repair. And I don't think even the Negroes live in it now. But it is one of those old square house with a porch across the front, or has been, and all. I never went in it because, you know, we were just used to seeing those things and didn't think so much about going in to look at them.
But this house is...
I wish they had let you ride through Lounsboro. Hello? Yes, it was a little piece in there. It wasn't in the death list, Francis. It was just a small piece from Selma. Well, it's over with. George and Letitia just came by here. Yes, yeah, that's right. Well, I imagine, see, Neil and Charlie both work, and they had been off of their jobs so much for the last 2 months, and I just figured that was why it was. We were all really surprised that because we just didn't consider the funeral would be till tomorrow. I didn't try to go, Francis. I'm just not able to stand up like that. I'm going to send something to the academy. I'm going to send a gift to the academy in Lounsboro. She has two grandsons that go to school in Lounsboro. Well, I think it would. See, Charlie's oldest boy that graduates out this year, and then her little son, Andy, that's just 8 or 9 years old, he goes to school there. Well, that's what they did, because they've all just gotten back. Well, you know, they do that. I've heard of that several places. Well, I heard that not long ago. I hadn't ever heard of it before, but they just let the undertaker manage it all. Made me feeling all right. Uh-huh.